The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, from the first chapter, glory to you, O Lord. Our Gospel this afternoon is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and can be found on page 1497 in your pew Bible. Matthew records, "This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. And because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and he said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, that is, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So this evening, we are taking a look at Joseph. And we learn enough from Matthew and Luke to know that Joseph was betrothed to Mary at the time Jesus was born. And we know that he played a role in Jesus' childhood. However, by the time that Jesus began his ministry, Joseph had died. Joseph is the man who had to deal with a shocking fact that his betrothed wife was pregnant, and he was not the father. And we aren't sure about when, we are not told, or how Joseph learned of Mary's condition. The Bible just doesn't say. And marriages back in those days were arranged in that culture so that it is possible that Mary's father broke the news to Joseph. It is also possible that Mary broke the news to Joseph herself. There's a movie, it's called The Nativity, and it suggests that Mary told no one until she returned from her visit with Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. And by then, she was starting to show, and by then, there was no need to tell everyone, that their eyes could tell what the situation was. But regardless of how, or when Joseph learned of Mary's condition. He was, I think we all could admit, in an extremely awkward position. The Bible doesn't tell us about Joseph's feelings in the situation. You can imagine that there must have been pain. There must have been grief. Oh, and there had to have been anger and many other emotions. But the Bible simply doesn't tell us. The Bible does tell us this, though. It tells us what Joseph did. According to the laws of Moses, the Mosaic law, the penalty for adultery, does anyone know what the penalty for adultery was? It's death, right? You're done. The penalty for adultery was death by stoning. And Joseph would have been perfectly within his rights to have dragged Mary out into the public courts and demanded the appropriate punishment. But he didn't do that. The Bible tells us Mary's husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. This means that Joseph was studying the law and studying the situation in hope that he could end the marriage without getting Mary killed. And even though he thought Mary had betrayed him, he was still willing to do the hard work to salvage the situation in Mary's best interests. In this, Joseph demonstrates something astounding. He demonstrates a special kind of love. This is not the hormone-driven love, animal instinct that our culture holds up as love. This is the real thing. This is a love that is ready to sacrifice. This is a love that is ready to do the hard work. This is the love that's ready to put the loved one ahead of self. True love does what needs to be done, even when, especially when, it hurts. The Bible, again, you're going to keep hearing this. The Bible doesn't tell us much about Joseph, but this one short account, it demonstrates him as a man of very high moral character. And as Joseph was researching the best way to deal with this difficult situation, well, that's when God shows up, and God showed him that he had other plans for Joseph, that God had chosen Joseph to be the guardian of Jesus as much as he had chosen Mary to be Jesus' mother. It's part of his plan. So God sent an angel to tell Joseph the truth about Mary and her child. And we read that an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The angel gave Joseph the good news that Mary was still faithful. This was a miracle pregnancy, and that the child growing within her truly is the Messiah, the Son of God. So Joseph was faithful to the angel's message from God. We read that he stopped thinking about divorce, and instead he took Mary under his protection as his wife. But he had no physical relationship with her until the baby was born. As the Bible says, and it's worth repeating, When Joseph woke from the sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Why is this important? Well, Joseph remained separate from Mary so that this would not only be a virgin conception, but it would also be a virgin birth. And Joseph cared. He cared for Jesus as if he were his own son. He saw to it that Jesus fulfilled all the ceremonial laws. We read in Scripture, Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day, and he was presented and purified at the temple. And when danger came, Joseph escorted Jesus and his mother to Egypt to keep them safe. And when Jesus came of age, Joseph took Jesus to Jerusalem for the Passover. The Bible portrays Joseph as an excellent guardian for Jesus. Joseph responded well, but it all began with a big surprise. He knew the promises of the Messiah, and he believed they would be fulfilled. But who? How could you? How could any of us? Who would have thought that he would be fulfilled in your own home? Joseph, like most of us, expected important events to happen somewhere else, to somebody else. But God revealed the truth. God convinced Joseph and then graciously made him part of that eternal plan. Now, as we study the Bible, we see that God's plan often, his plans, they often catch his people off guard. He always seems to work in unexpected ways. Who could have expected to think that his pregnant fiance was a virgin? I mean, let's get real. It was unprecedented. It never happened before. Who would have imagined that God, the creator of the universe, would choose to become part of his creation? Who would have dreamt that he would come as a helpless baby? Think about that. God saves the world with a baby. God is almighty. God is all powerful. But this world does not understand what that means. This world, our world, your world, my world, expects power and might to express itself with grand displays of authority. God created the universe, and he gives it to us for our good and for our enjoyment. And we thank him. Oftentimes we thank him by asking, "So, what have you done for me lately?" We keep asking for signs because we forget that our very existence rests in his hands. We constantly desire something new, something fresh, something exciting. We look for the display of worldly power, worldly glory, or worldly wealth. The fact is, God does give us riches beyond our needs, but we are never content. And this is the reason that God's ways often seem so unexpected. Let me explain that. Jesus himself often told his disciples that the Christ, the Messiah, must suffer, that the Christ must die and rise from the dead. We read in Scripture that Moses quoted God's promise to Adam and Eve when he said, this is God's promise. The woman's seed will crush the serpent's head. Isaiah, the prophet, which we heard tonight, Isaiah the prophet told us that the Lord will lay our iniquity on his servant and that his servant's stripes will heal us. And the psalmist gives us the words, Jesus will say from the cross. We hear these, my God, he cried out, why hast thou forsaken me? And Jesus pointed to all of these and more. Those who knew Jesus, those who knew what the Messiah was going to do, would have anticipated, they should have anticipated the plan. But nevertheless, Jesus kept those promises. And it was all so unexpected. No one expected God to show his glory and power by sacrificing his only begotten son. No one expected God to choose the cross for the battlefield. No one expected God to use death to be the weapon that God used against death, to defeat death. And then when Jesus did die, no one expected him to triumph over death and rise again. Who would have thought? Those who know him should have thought it. Those who hear his word and trust in him should have anticipated it all. And we should have known it from his own clear promises. What promises does God keep? All of them. But we still, we are surprised when he shows up. Who would anticipate that this God would choose us? That he would choose you? That he would choose me? And make us his own. That he would forgive us. That he would renew us. And call us his own children. God constantly surprises us with these gracious gifts. Now Joseph, he was shocked when he learned about Mary's condition. And then the angel visited him in a dream and told him about the unexpected nature of the child in Mary's womb. And Joseph learned that his Savior was much closer to him than he ever expected. God chose Joseph to be the guardian to our Lord. And it is in this way that God gave Joseph a special place in the plan of our salvation. And in this unexpected way, God began his work of saving Mary and Joseph and all of us from our sins. This is most certainly true. In the name of Jesus, amen.